Russia's foreign minister said today his country wants a direct dialogue with the incoming Bush administration and not one carried out through the media. The official was responding to comments by the president-elect published over the weekend. News analyst Daniel Shore says it's increasingly clear that relations between the U.S. and Russia are about to enter a new phase.
The gestating Bush administration is signaling a new, more arm's-length relationship with Russia, and Russia is signaling back that it will look elsewhere for friends. The president-elect has made clear that he does not plan the warm, personal relationship with President Vladimir Putin that his father and President Reagan enjoyed with Mikhail Gorbachev and President Clinton with Boris Yeltsin. In a long New York Times interview, Bush said he would concentrate on cooperating with Russia on nuclear safety and checking the spread of technology, but otherwise would leave Russia to find its own way out of its economic troubles, corruption, and lack of a legal system that would encourage foreign investment. Neither partner nor enemy was the way Secretary of State designate Colin Powell put it the other day. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice emphasized amending or scrapping the ABM treaty if it stands in the way of a missile defense system. Russia gives signs of hunkering down for a more unstable relationship with the United States. It is courting the European Union. Putin recently visited Cuba and Canada, skipping the United States. Russia and China have announced they are working on a friendship treaty that will establish a strategic relationship. China is already an important customer for Russian destroyers, fighter planes, and other high-tech weapons. It is a far cry from the day when President Nixon could boast of driving a wedge between China and the Soviet Union. Putin has shown some signs of rolling back Russia's democracy, cracking down on the press, and reintroducing the bombastic Soviet anthem with new words. Bush says he's concerned about the stifling of the press in Russia, but doesn't indicate that America has any role to play in supporting Russian democracy. "The point I'm trying to make," he told the New York Times, "is that it's hard for America to fashion Russia." That fits the unilateralist mood of the new administration. Whether the neither partner nor enemy approach will work remains to be seen. This is Daniel Shore.